There's a story today in New South Wales. It's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph. I like John Barilaro, the Nationals leader in New South Wales. I think he's a pretty reasonable bloke. He's revealed how he caught out colleagues trying to use his shock cancer scare to strike a Nationals leadership challenge. He's spoken to the Daily Telegraph, said a biopsy had detected an abnormal lump in his throat. Now, he can't get it operated on at the moment because they're fearing it may affect other parts of his throat. And then a rumour spread that he had some sort of leukaemia. And it even made its way to the former Nationals federal leader, Barnaby Joyce. Now, he says colleagues. I can tell you which one of the colleagues is most responsible for it because I've received a number of phone calls from Nationals who are dirty on him. And that would be the lamentable, regrettable little weasel, Adam Marshall. Now, Adam Marshall, for those of you in other parts of Australia, mightn't know him, but he's a minister in this government in New South Wales. I'd venture to say he's one of the worst ministers we've had since Federation, this bloke. He first came to my attention because he was a chronic illegal driver. Kept speeding, then he got done for drink driving, twice the legal limit. Then somehow, after Mike Baird retired, Gladys Berejiklian, wise woman that she is, tumbled for him and promoted him to cabinet. He's the Minister for Tourism and Major Events. But you see, what he wanted, would you believe, he wanted to be the Roads Minister. Melinda Pavey is the Roads Minister. I think that John Barilaro thought, look, giving a bloke with this driving record and drink driving offence, the road is not really the way. And John Barilaro said a bit of judgment. John Barilaro couldn't give him what he wanted. He wanted the Roads Ministry. He desperately wanted it. I suppose then he thought he wouldn't be able to get fined for speeding because he's the Roads Minister. He'd be able to say to the coppers, hey, Roads Minister here, don't fine me. Drink driving, don't breath test me, I'm the Roads Minister. Anyway, he ended up with tourism and major events. I'm told that Destination New South Wales, they can't cop him. He takes credit for all their hard work, Destination New South Wales, and doesn't do diddly squat. Now, if the Premier is re-elected and has a mandate to choose a reigned cabinet, Adam Marshall should be shown the door and follow him out, holding the door open for him, and then following that should be Ray Williams. Straight out the door, those two. Straight out the door. But my information is that this bloke, Marshall, was the main perpetrator in spreading the myth, the urban myth, that Barilaro had a life-threatening illness and was just about gone. We need to start talking about leadership. Now, look, John, you're a good bloke. But if you nurse mugs like this bloke, they die in your arms. He's a mug. He's always been a mug. He continues to be a mug. Gladys Berejiklian, he's a mug. And he's a dangerous mug because he works behind the scenes white-anting people. You need to do something about him if you are given the mandate to rule at the next state election. He's not much good.